This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Joniak.
And it keeps getting better for the Bears defense.
The voice of your Chicago Bears.
Third down and goal of the nine. Kizer back to throw. Pumps. In trouble. Wrapped up.
Oh, he took the ball.
Took the ball away. It is Khalil Mack with the sack and the strip. And welcome to Chicago, big boy.
Twitter.com/Jeff Joniak.
Three-man rush. Coming clean. Roy Robinson.
Oh!
And it is intercepted by Mack. Mack running left in the 20 to the 15. 10. 5. End zone. Touchdown, Bears.
Jeff Joniak with Mully and Haw.
You have got to be kidding me. Fade to black.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Jeff Joniak is the voice of the Chicago Bears. And boy, Jeff, what an opening game. What an opening half for Khalil Mack. And then what a bizarre finish for Aaron Rodgers, depending on your perspective, I suppose. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah.
Morning,
Jeff. Good morning, boys. Yeah, that was something. I will say the first half, standing back and looking at it, was a great game. No matter who you were rooting for, it was a great game to watch. It was a lot of drama, great excitement, some great plays by great players. First half, Tom and I are high-fiving, going bananas, and that, fun. The fun's back in the game. We're enjoying the heck out of it. Khalil Mack, welcome to town, big guy. What a terrific performance. And, then just a nail nibbler the rest of the way once Aaron jogged out there at the second half. But lessons learned. It's a team that's got a long way to learn how to win yet. I actually went back last night and calculated the overall record of the 53-man roster in their respective playing careers. Obviously, that's not all they're doing individually, but this is a team of players that has only won 38% of their NFL games. And five players on the roster have a winning record. The guy who's won the most games in an NFL uniform on that roster is Bradley Sewell with 53. So that does give you a little snippet to understand, it does take it's a process.
So how'd you spend your Thursday night?
I know that's kind of startling. It startled me a little bit. But this is the way it is.
That is startling. I mean, there's not a team that doesn't know how to win. That confirms a team that doesn't know how to win. This segment with Jeff Joniak brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app now and bet for free. Jeff, that's great research, and I think it underscores just how young and developing this team is. It starts with Mitch Trubisky. Yesterday you were there, 14 minutes with the media. Part of me was like, this is great. This is transparent. This is a quarterback that gets it and understands what's expected of him and enjoys the role that he plays. The other part of me was like, okay, now I get it. He's thinking way too much. And once he stops thinking way too much and starts reacting more, you're going to see a guy who doesn't miss those throws and who doesn't have to explain himself.
Yeah, you could look at it that way, and I think it's not a shocker that there's still a lot of thinking going on for a number of players, obviously. But at the same time, maybe it's just a retrospective view. Like, when you sit there and watch yourself play and you start taking notes on your performance, there is a self-evaluation, a look-in-the-mirror moment for every single player. Obviously, at that position, it has to be. But like you started saying, Big Dave, I love what he had to say yesterday. The transparency of both Coach Nagy and Mitch Trubisky is really something. He sat there and thought about it like a mature adult and a mature player and said, hey, this is what I'm going to do better the next time, and this is what I must do in the next game.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't argue any of that. I just want to see him win, and then they don't have to kind of make explanations, right? I mean, I'm just being honest. It's it's great that the coach came out and said, "Oh, I probably should have run the ball and all that," but then just do it and let's see what happens. I mean, they got obviously a really good defense that will get even better as Mac becomes conditioned, as Roquan gets on the field, and they got a running game, right? And there's a lot to be said for that. I get it. I understand, the optimism and the pessimism. It was really strange, the bizarre kind of reaction to that game.
Well, what's bizarre about it?
Well, I just think people don't know whether to be happy or sad.
When you lose, you're sad. When you win, you're happy. And, I look at it this way. You never know what to expect any week one anymore. I don't. I didn't even expect last night to happen the way it did in the Cincinnati Baltimore game in week two. But I just feel that you got to take a deep breath after week one, recalibrate a little bit, because that's the game that everybody's watching, obviously, and that happened to be on national TV on top of it. You got another one on Monday night. It's just that anything can happen kind of week, and that's how I'm evaluating it right now. I was pleased with big segments of that game, obviously displeased with others.
Here's what I wonder, Jeff, and you're right. After week one, you take a deep breath, you evaluate, you start to look at teams a little bit closer, and you get an idea of what you have and who you're playing. And I think that I wonder this. The element of surprise was so important in that game against the Packers. The first two series were, as you say, you guys were high-fiving. Everybody's like, wow, did you see that? What happens now? What happens next? Does week two start the process of when teams start to catch up? And do the Bears have more to offer offensively than the element of surprise?
I still believe there's a lot left on the table in terms of the element of surprise. I can hardly imagine the creativity that Matt Nagy is known for and that system is known for and the types of weapons that they plan on using. I think there'll be a lot more to be unveiled. I still think the element of surprise is still in their favor. There's no way they threw it all out there. It's situational football. So you're planning for situations against your opponent, trying to create the greatest mismatch you can possibly win. And with that, in this particular offense and the way they go about it, it's a week-to-week type of deal. It's not just you're going to roll out the same plays. They're not that type of offense from what I understand anyway. So now you just got to play football and grow. You know, that's the thing. This team has to grow every single day. Mitch Trubisky has to grow every single day. This whole season is going to be about the continuing growth of this young offense and the maturity of this potentially great defense.
Yeah, I think the defense is in good hands. I think that they're going to get better for the reasons we mentioned. You know, Mac just looked unbelievable, and you add an element like that to a good unit, and Roquan flashed. I mean, that kid can move, and I think there's a lot.
He's
a very explosive player, a lot to feel good about. It's also about quarterback development, which, of course,
right. We
haven't seen enough of and we don't understand in this town, so people are kind of uncertain about what they want. They're not the finished product. We were talking about it earlier, Jeff. If you go 0-2 to open a season since whatever it is, 2006, 2008, you're in trouble. You got about a 10.8% chance of making the playoffs. But I think it's different with this team because I think that they can be a significantly better team on both sides of the ball as the season goes on. So I'm kind of fascinated to watch this game in particular. You got to win at home in the NFL. It's harder to win on the road. I mean, there's a lot of good things to hang your hat on, and I really hope that they show that on Monday night.
Ditto. And, to Nagy's credit, and I even brought it up in the coach's show the last couple of weeks, he has prepped everybody that this is not a finished product. He hasn't said it in those words, but the whole thing is going to be a process. And no one wants to hear that, and I don't blame you if you don't want to hear it because you've been waiting 9 out of the last 10 years, no playoffs. And it is, but, this was not going to be an instant success. Even if they would have won that game the way they played, there are going to be some hurdles here as the season goes on and whatnot, as teams get a better idea of what the Bears are going to be, particularly offensively. So I just think it's a deep breath kind of moment, and just let's see how it all works out and grows. And I really believe that that's the approach you got to take. As far as Monday night is concerned, yeah, the Seattle team is very fast. They play physical. It's totally different, obviously, on defensively. There are elements of what they are, obviously, on the back end. Earl Thomas, a veteran safety, so he can yank the chain of a quarterback. So that's going to be a challenge for Mitch. And same thing at the middle linebacker position with Bobby Wagner. Guy is outstanding, speed, still a great player. Frank Clark coming off the defensive end position is probably their best pass rusher. And other than that, it's a lot of newbies on that defense. They totally revamped that. Offensively, don't fall asleep on them. A, because of Russell Wilson and his ability to create and make plays after he's being chased around back there for a period of time. But Tyler Lockett's speedy. Brandon Marshall can still make plays. I know he's in his final spasms of his career a little bit, but it's still a dangerous player out there.
And they we got saw a young some tight spasms end. From him not that long ago.
Will Disley is a tight end who rumbled, is the best way to describe this big guy. He rumbled through the defense last week and made some big plays. So they want to go back to the old Seattle Seahawks of 13-14 and be a rugged running team too to set up all their play action and all their deep routes. So it'll be a fun game, I believe. It'll be a fun game at Soldier Field, and they got to start developing a home field advantage. Must do that. That's been missing.
Yeah, they'll have the fans on their side. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, boys.
Have a good weekend. See you Monday night.
Take it easy.
That is Jeff Joniak, radio voice
to Mac
of the Bears. He gave us a fade to Mac last week. That's awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.